Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
What's going on, KOP Nation? Tanner Lee here, and it is Sunday night, September 21st, 2025, and we are just a little over 24 hours removed from AEW All Out 2025, which took place in the Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And I won't be solo tonight. I won't be solo. Shep will be joining me here momentarily, but, you know, I'm sad to say this, and I unfortunately wish I didn't have to say this, but our new KOP Predictions champion after last night, Paul Zartman, yes, I didn't even successfully defend the title in my first pay-per-view of having it. Paul Zartman is not joining us tonight, so it's just me and Shep, and speak of the devil, here is the man himself, Shep. And Shep's lower third says it all.
It's a tough podcast to join. I'm not gonna lie.
It is. And if I didn't like our loyal viewers and listeners so much, I wouldn't have done it. But
you know what? If I didn't like all them lovely Canadian people,
yep,
this is a bad one, you guys.
It is.
You got shitty booking on top of Paul, on top of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Long story, right? Long story.
Yeah, we'll get right into it.
I will say this before we get into the shitty booking and the shitty prediction champion. I thought it was a great Saturday of professional wrestling.
I only watched one event. I didn't watch the other one.
So. Oh, I see. I've watched 82% of both. How about that?
I'm not paying for the ESPN app until they come agreement with YouTube TV and I don't have to pay for it. So until then, I'm not watching the PLEs.
See, I already got the ESPN app through I get ESPN Plus and the app through Hulu in this Disney, I don't know.
Oh, the bundle.
Yeah. And I've had it for, I don't know why I have it, but I have it.
Gotcha. So now I question you is if you didn't have it, would you be paying for it to watch them or no? $30 extra a month. And I know it's kind of silly when AEW pay-per-views cost 40 to 50, depending if you have HBO Max or not, but I'm a bigger AEW fan, and we cover AEW on the podcast, so I don't feel bad spending that money, but I wouldn't use the app aside from the PLEs, and right now I don't really care for the product.
I'm with you. We're AEW podcast, but, I mean, I still watch wrestling, right? I feel like I'm not paying $49.95 individually for every PLE, whether it's SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Rumble, Mania, yada yada yada. Would I have paid $49.95 for WrestlePalooza? Yeah. I don't know, but since I've already got it,
fair.
Like you said,
that's fair. That's fair.
I watched some of it, so
we'll catch up with some comments here. Steffi's in the house. What's going on, Steffi? Steven's in the house. What's up, Steven? Good to see you, buddy. Majin, I told you Tanner and new women's champ. Oh, we'll get into that. I look like an idiot, okay? To everybody, a lot of things I said Friday night. So
I have a huge beef with that, by the way. So
I mean, you and Paul are lucky that you guys weren't on with me Friday night, because, you know, I did a solo 35, 40 minute prediction show and I look like an idiot because most of the stuff I said did not come true. So,
well, you know, we would never point that out, Paul. I mean, Tanner.
See, we're all just screwed up the names tonight.
I kind of do that on purpose.
Stephen Chambers, all out, better pay-per-view than WrestlePalooza, in my opinion. He said WrestlePalooza dog shit, like two matches, Stephanie versus EO and mixed tag match. Yeah, there's only five to either like or complain about. So
I think if you know, take our AEW hat off, if you went head-to-head, I think you would have to go with all out. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yep. Steffi, I do not no idea.
That's nope. French.
Oh, okay.
Is that French?
I didn't even know what language it was in, so I was like,
That's French. Son of a bitch, that's French. Oui, oui, escargot. I have a little wine tonight, too. Oui, oui.
Hey, Majin's right. At least I wasn't last. Shep's been the last back-to-back pay-per-views.
You know what? Fuck off, Majin.
You guys will agree at some point tonight, I'm sure.
Sorry that I predicted my picks around storylines that I think should go on in the era. But no, we got Snowman Tony Khan decided he's going to change some shit up.
Desert Coliseum, WrestlePalooza was in Indianapolis, my hometown. It was awesome. It was only 2 hours down the road from Austin and I, but neither one of us went. So.
Hey, you know what? I like to piss away a lot of money sometimes, but I didn't feel like pissing away $2,500 for WrestlePalooza, so I didn't go.
I think I might.
My $39.95 or whatever the fuck it cost me to do the bundle, but whatever.
I think I might know who Desert Coliseum is based on this comment, but I could be wrong.
What'd you say?
I think I know who Desert Coliseum is based on this comment. From Indianapolis. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I know who it might be, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. If their hometown's in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they voted for Biden, so. We'll go on to the next one.
Majin, hey, at least he was the only one right about the MJF match, I believe. Paul, yeah, no. I had Briscoe down until Friday morning. I even had Ricochet in the Gates of Agony down. And I even said that Friday that I had those guys down, changed my mind. I went against my strategy. Usually my picks, my first reactions are my last. I changed two picks. I got them wrong. Paul also got Moxley right for 7 points. That was the big swing. So that was a difference maker.
How about the backstage ending to that?
Yeah, interesting. A little fire.
A little fire. How about the metal pipe to the throat?
Yeah, that's just Darby and John being Darby and John. We expect anything less? Hey, those guys take everything to the extreme.
The best part, or the most, how am I going to say this? The most unnecessary part to that was when they got into the truck, the Death Riders, that is. I think Claudio was driving. And you have to do a burnout to leave?
Yeah, always. Got to leave your mark.
I mean, just, you know. We're just going to do a burnout.
Yeah.
They did a burnout. Next thing you know, Mox is on fire. Yeah. Holy hell. What else is going to happen, right?
Johnny Autism Wrestling says, okay, hear me out. The Rock comes out December 13th after John Cena match. And says, John Cena, you retire when I say retire, and that's going to be in Vegas. I get the thought process there, but I think Cena is done December 13th. They wouldn't do this whole year. Farewell tour and extended into 2026. That's not how John Cena rolls. I don't see that. I think he's done December 13th.
You know what? I don't dislike that though.
But it'd be against everything they've been saying and against his word. So.
Yeah. Guess what? It's professional wrestling, Tanner.
I know, but this is John Cena. This isn't.
No, I this mean, is John. This is John Cena. John Cena. I don't know. I mean, if you're gonna, I've seen so many dirt sheet bullshit.
Yeah.
Saying that all of a sudden The Rock is going to come around Thanksgiving for the final match. I don't dislike what just like you had your final match. You're having your curtain, your go home, your standing ovation, and all of a sudden the Rock's music hit and says, "Wait a minute, I'm the final boss. I decide when you retire. I'll see you in Vegas, bitch." I 100% love that.
I don't think we see The Rock the rest of the year. He's too into real serious big movie roles right now. I just don't see it happening.
You know what? Fuck Hollywood.
Well, he's trying to get an Oscar. So
you know, I'll give you an Oscar, bitch. Just remember where you came from, right? Come on,
there.
You would have way more impact on people like us. I don't even know who the fuck this guy is. Fuck you.
I'm pretty sure it's a good friend of yours.
It probably is. Never mind. I can't say that. God, I can't say that anymore. Fuck. Never mind. I was going to say something. I can't do it anymore. Anyways. All right.
Oh, Green Day. Now we're talking. I've seen Green Day live 7 times, so big fan.
I like Green Day's music. I don't like their political views, but
that's fair. I wouldn't expect you to, so that's fair.
I do like their music, though.
All Out last night. This was the 7th edition of All Out, only the 2nd one away from Chicago. The other being 2020 in the pandemic when they ran everything at Daly's Place. I thought the crowd was good in Toronto. I thought they were pretty hot from start to finish. What'd you like? What'd you dislike about the pay-per-view? Let's just jump right into it.
Man, I liked a lot of it. I liked the storytelling with Christian and Cope. I love the start. I love the start when they're walking through. And then Christian's just being an asshole to all the local Canadians. the green bastard. Hey, sorry. He's my asshole.
Oh, yeah. And Pope's just like, "What is wrong with you?" over and over again. And Christian's like, "That not what your mom said." And Cope's like shutting him up every time. Then they walk away and he says it anyways. Christian's fantastic at this. Like, he's face, but yet. Got to hold on to that heel side of them too. It's been a lot of fun.
I love that part of it. I love the storytelling of the match, especially towards the end, which I'm guessing you'll get to with Beth Copeland.
Yes. Yes.
Beth Copeland coming down to the ring and getting involved. Enjoyed that. I don't know if I enjoyed this Jack Perry / Jungle Boy reunion. It makes sense from all the video packages we've been seeing. And I think either you or Paul pointed out.
That was me.
It was you. Okay. I'll give you the credit then.
Thank you.
These video packages where he's pretty sure that was Luchasaurus on the other side of this IV or needles or whatever.
Well, what I said was a few weeks ago when we saw the Luchasaurus return, then kill switch, I said that the sleeves of the jacket of the guy who injected him was a similar thing to what Jack Perry wore in the past. That's what I picked up on, and we found out it was.
So now we have Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, kill switches. Thank God.
Yeah, he's dead. Yep.
Thank God we got rid of kill switch. Yep. So Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy back together as a tag team, obviously going to go after the Bucks.
Yep. That'll be a Wrestle Dream match, you got to think. So
enjoyed that thoroughly. The Moxley Darby match was just insane.
We knew it was going to be.
One word is insane.
Yeah.
Don't know how those both of those boys are walking this morning.
I did not even think about Pack returning. New look Pack, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still got big ears and big nose.
Yeah, well, you could do stuff about that, but I mean, cut his hair. And man, you know, even with the addition of Daniel Garcia, Pack back now, Death Riders are stronger than they've ever been. Man, that's a loaded group.
It is. I still think they got to trim the fat and that we get rid of Yuta. And I'd love for them to have a town hall one day on Dynamite, and Moxley calls the troops together, and then all of a sudden they just beat the shit out of Yuta and get rid of him. Love that. Would love that.
Stephen Chambers said, just need Marco Stunt back. No, we don't.
No, we don't. Marco Stunt still has a broken leg from the bar fight from Joey Janela's.
Well. On a serious note, I think Marco might be done wrestling for his career. I think there is something medical that's not letting him wrestle again, if I'm not mistaken. I think that came out of the interview with our buddy Pluggo of Love Wrestling's Between Two Beards did. I could be wrong there, but I remember when he interviewed him, there's something. His in-ring days are over, I think. So.
Yeah, which sucks for him, but it's okay for us.
Oh, Desert Coliseum, just he's a WWE stan over here in all the comments I'm seeing.
What a weirdo.
I think it's somebody who knows you, Shep, based on some of these comments.
Yeah, well. just keep
he's trying to bait that. You, Shep. He's trying to bait you.
I am, and I'm trying not to get us canceled, so.
Yeah, the tax and tables match between Mark Briscoe and MJF – there had to be at least 1,000 thumbtacks in that match. There were a lot around the ring.
Everywhere. Yep. Everywhere.
Yep.
So.
So I do want to talk about that match, because that match burnt me too in the picks. In like, part of me thought Briscoe might win because he needed a huge landmark win for the trajectory of a singles career. But my thought with going with MJF is, pretty sure he's going to be the guy to take it off Hangman. Even though a loss doesn't kill him because it's MJF, I don't like the next champion taking a loss or too many losses leading up to taking that title off of Hangman. So I was a little bit surprised. But maybe this is what Briscoe needs to get him back in good graces with me, because I've been saying for months and months that he needs a break. But maybe a big win like this propels him into something very, very intriguing.
Do you like the way Briscoe's been booked? Let's start there.
I think this helps, but no.
For the last 90 days. I mean, when's the last time in the last 90 days Briscoe's got a dub?
I'm sure he has, but I mean, I know he has. He beat, didn't he beat Takeshita in a match not too long ago on Dynamite or Collision? But anyway, not too many of his victories stick out to me. This one is easily his biggest victory in AEW.
Oh, absolutely. There you go.
You know, so.
Definitely was shocked about this. Definitely was shocked about it. Obviously, if you saw my points, confidence points, you would understand why I was shocked about it.
Well, and even in our group chat, like right when I made the graphic and sent out all the chosen winners' confidence points right away, like, whoa, Paul with the Briscoe pick, I just don't see any way. You know, I'm a big Briscoe fan, and then hang. I mean, I will say this card made all three of us look a little silly at times with the results. I mean,
I got 29 points, fucker. I went into this card just full throttle thinking this is a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt pretty good.
Tony Khan says, "Hold my beer, bitch."
Yep. One we all three missed that we had pretty significant points on was Tony Storm in the Fatal 4-Way. I even made the comment Friday night because Majin was saying like he felt a title change coming. I'm like, I could see it with being a 4-Way, especially if she doesn't get pinned. You know, easy way to get off the title. But no way in hell did I think she was going to lose it getting pinned. And she did.
But where do you go with the women's title now? Like, I don't understand this yet.
I definitely think that Mercedes now is your next women's champion. She will take it off Statlander before the end of the year. 100%.
That'll make Paul happy.
Oh, yeah. He'll be thrilled.
I don't know. I just – I think Tony's so riding such a stream right now, like a wave, I should say, not a stream. She's riding such a wave right now. Like, I don't know if you want to – I didn't like that they ended it. Like, yeah, she can cut a fiery promo come Wednesday, talk about her tits, talk about Statlander's lady parts – and we all laugh and we all chuckle. But I don't know how you – I don't know. I don't know how you take maybe the best thing in women's professional wrestling today across all companies, right? I don't know how you end it, and they just did.
Well, like Maj said, the title had to get off Tony, though. A little run for Stat is good. She's also the first person to hold both the TBS and world titles. No, it's very good for her. She's an AEW day oneer. I mean, I'm happy for her, but I'm with you, Shep. Like, it's not even the fact that I'm mad they took it off of Tony, because Tony's had it for a long time, and this was her fourth ring, and she's going to do good work with or without the title, but what do you do with her next? What feud do you put her in that's going to be intriguing away from the title? I mean, look at AEW's history of booking their females on pay-per-view. They put females on the pay-per-view in title matches. If it's a non-title match, they usually don't get a place on the main card. But you got it with Tony Storm, don't you?
Oh, you if you don't put Tony Storm in your top three matches on a main card, then you're sleeping behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Just saying. Like, and there's a lot of good women right now in professional wrestling, whatever company you're looking at,
sure,
WWE, TNA, NXT, obviously AEW, and I would put Toni Storm right up there to the top. I'm not going to call her the GOAT because she's still fairly young in this run, but she needs to be delivered as a top star. And I think actually her losing the belt, I think it hurts it. I think it hurts it.
Yeah.
So
Stephen Chambers says, guessing men's and women's blood and guts at Wrestle Dream, guessing Statlander versus Mercedes full gear in Newark. Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't heard anything about blood and guts. It usually happens in the summer. Now we're into the fall. I'm hoping we still get a blood and guts.
Not till tomorrow. Tomorrow's the first day of fall. We're still summer.
Okay. You're going to be one of those. Okay. Watch it. Tony losing, they sold it well. Her shock at Stat after she's been hyping her up the entire time, even thirsting over to Statlander. What a woman.
Whatever, Majin.
You know, I do want to go back. We're going to kind of jump all over the place tonight talking about different parts of All Out. But the opening match, I like the stuff with Beth. I like the post-match, her not only attacking Stokely, but I like the post-match.
She scared the shit out of Stokely.
And FTR laying her out with Cope handcuffed, Christian getting beat down. Advances the story, right? Advances the feud, keeps it going. I think that's great. The match itself disappointed me, though.
Now, why do you say that? Because Dax, a lot of the, what we call it, the IWC, what you call it nowadays, Tanner?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The IWC was praising Dax.
I just felt like it was a little clunky at times. And I don't know who to place that blame on. It just, even the ending wasn't that smooth. I mean, Cope gets hit by two shatter machines. And he's just wobbly. Then all of a sudden he can hit a spear for the 1-2-3 out of nowhere. Like, I don't know. Just Sweat is smoothest to me.
You get into those false finishes like that, though. And I feel like I think we talked about it before. I always feel like when somebody's finisher, you do a finisher and they just pop out, it really diminishes the finisher. And this came up, 2 years ago now, when Dustin Rhodes started using the Crossroads and people started kicking it out. And I said, hey, is that not hurting Cody over here in WWE as he's trying to make the run against Roman Reigns? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We had that big discussion. So when you start doing these finishers and these people just, I wouldn't say no sell them, but they no sell them. I just feel like it's part of the end. It's part of the finish. You know, we're starting to get used to it.
Yeah. Majin thought it made sense to him. Gave Dax time or Cope time to recover after Shatter Machine's spear off can be hit out of nowhere too. And then he said people always kick out of the Crossroads though.
Well, you shouldn't though. Like literally Triple H just said in a post interview, Cody Rhodes is our number one quarterback.
Well, but what
nobody should kick out of the Crossroads.
I don't think there's any sacred protected finisher in any wrestling across the board anymore, though, Shep. And I'm not agreeing. I'm not saying that's the way it should be. Even Okada's Rainmaker's been kicked out of now.
How many times, and you were a pup, how many times did somebody kick out of the fucking Stunner?
Not too many.
Very few.
Well, Stunner and the Tombstone for the longest time.
Yeah, and if they did kick out, it was on the biggest stage of them all, WrestleMania.
Yeah, and even Hogan's leg drop, if we're going back deeper. I totally get it, but I'm just saying, like, I can't think of any finisher that's that well-protected that nobody ever kicks out of anymore across the whole landscape of professional wrestling.
And you're right. It's completely different than when we started watching.
One-winged angel has, and that's been kicked out of too, if I'm not mistaken now.
Yeah, but when they did kick out, they made a big deal of it.
Yeah. Steven, how many times people kick out of the zigzag? At least 100 times, yeah?
This is going to sound really bad. But it's fucking Dolph Ziggler. It's not Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's not Cody Rhodes. It's not the fucking Rock. It's not Hulk Hogan.
You're right.
As much as I like Dolph Ziggler, and I love him on Pro Wrestling Nation 24/7, I think he does a hell of a job.
Yeah,
and I enjoyed him as a performer.
Sure. Yep, me too.
It's still Dolph fucking Ziggler.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a dick. You know, I'm kind of in the middle there.
Mom said One Wing Angel has only been kicked out of once, and it was Kota. I thought Okada kicked out of it All In this year. I'm probably wrong, though. I'm probably not remembering that correctly.
But. I think Majin. Fuck, I'm agreeing with Majin. I think Majin's right.
Yeah, he's usually pretty good at that stuff. He's got a better wrestling history mind than I do. So, not trying to call him out. I'm just
saying he has more time on his hands than you do.
I'm not even saying that. Just
that's kind of what I got. That's right.
I see a lot of comments here referring to Cope paying tribute to John Cena. I liked it. John Cena paid tribute to him. He did it back. That was a nice homage to each other. Yeah, no problem with it. What'd you think about your boy Eddie Kingston's return? Match placement was match number 2 on the main card versus Big Bill. Afterwards, we saw Hook come out to help Eddie against Brian Keith and Big Bill. What'd you think about Eddie's return overall?
If I'm being honest, I didn't care for it. I
didn't either.
I thought it was. I didn't think it did him justice. How about that? I'm an Eddie Kingston fan, so I'm gonna be on his side, but I didn't think it did him justice.
I expected the ring rust. Right, he hadn't been in a match in 16 months. I don't know if Big Bill was the right opponent for his return match.
No, because Big Bill's not. He's not smooth to begin with. So, If you're not smooth, you come out, you haven't had a match in 16 months, I think it'll be exploited. You know, I think that's maybe what we got there.
Yeah, a good comment here. Didn't help that big Bill botched the finish. And Stephen Chambers even said terrible ending. Kingston clearly missed Bill's face. Bill sold it though. So, okay, we got two different takes there on the finish. I do want to comment on this one. Tanner, you got to quit drinking water every show. No. Not after what I heard when I was on vacation. Paul called me out for drinking water and the cheap water. I'm getting the cheapest water I can find anymore. I got Good and Gather from Target tonight, and he called me out on crinkling my water bottle and drinking it. Oh, I was hoping he was going to be here tonight. I was going to be so obnoxious with it. Oh, no. It's part of my stick now. Oh, no. I heard the comments from Paul.
Hey, who's the local Culligan guy in Fort Wayne? Get Tanner some fucking water. Come on.
Cheaper the better now. Paul's got me fired up.
Although, hey, I can tell the difference between a good bottle of water and a cheap bottle of water.
That's fair. You should be able to if you're paying more for water.
I mean, I'm spoiled. I cannot drink anything but Culligan nowadays.
Well, when you're one of your best friends is the Culligan guy there in town.
That's a big deal. Like, you give me a bottle of Culligan and you put a bottle of Dasani next to me. Dasani's is absolutely shit.
So I'd rather drink this than Dasani, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I can hear the thing crinkling. Jesus.
Fired up now. That's what got me over the top.
How much microplastic is in that water? I mean, you got microplastics in this shit now. I mean, might as well put it right up there with the Costco rotisserie chicken. Come on, microplastics, motherfucker. Let's go.
I think I'm going to make a KOP shirt. I like cheap water. I think that's so well.
No, you need a shirt that says I like microplastics and put a picture of the water in a fucking picture of Costco's rotisserie chicken in a plastic bag. I like microplastics.
Oh, man. Got a comment here. Should have been Brian Keith being Eddie's first opponent back. He probably would have gone up for any All Japan stuff Eddie had planned. Yeah. What title did Brian Keith win this past week? He won something on Independence. I'm going to look it up. Pretty big independent promotion. Now I got to look it up now.
In the States or overseas?
Yeah. No, in the States.
Well, I mean, we've got those narrowed down, though. When you say pretty big promotion.
Well, no.
You got Rev Pro, Hog.
He's the Defy. He won the Defy Championship. Yeah.
Okay. Defy was right there. I guess that was my next one. But
Yep.
Good for him.
Who'd he beat? He beat
Matt Cardona.
He beat Clark Connors.
Him too.
Well, it's interesting. You look at the Defy World Champions, go back to 2017. Davey Richards, Shane Strickland, Austin Aries, Shane Strickland again, Artemis Spencer, Schaff, I believe is how I pronounce that guy's name, Randy Myers.
Schaff. He's a legend. Googling.
It doesn't even have a link to look at his Wikipedia. CD is interim, then Swerve Strickland, Nick Wayne, Kenta, Ricky Starks, vacated, Clark Connors, Brian Keith. Interesting.
Good job, Clark Connors.
He's over in New Japan, I believe, right?
I believe he is, yes. Yeah. Oh, CC, I call him.
See, he's on top of it.
Yeah.
Majin said, I need a shirt that says, I like turtles. That's Darby. I like turtles.
I mean, hey, sure.
You don't understand the reference?
I guess I'm missing that one.
So early days YouTube, kid with a painted face was interviewed about something going on. I like turtles. Darby looks just like the kid. Painted face and all.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't have the early days of YouTube, so.
No. Well, you can still find it. It's one of the most popular YouTube. Just type in I like turtles and you'll laugh. So
that'll fuck up my algorithm.
Well, maybe your algorithm needs shifted up. I can only imagine what the chef algorithm on YouTube is.
Oh, we got a lot of good shit. We got a lot of good shit. Speaking of that, what did you think about Hangman and Fletcher?
Match of the night for me. I thought it's not my match of the year, but I can make a case and it's in my top five match of the year. Especially towards the end, the last 5 to 10 minutes, I thought was really good. I mean, I think we all knew Hangman was going to win, but there was a lot of good close finishes and Kyle Fletcher's got it, man. He is going to be a world champion in 2026. That's a prediction.
Will you put Majin's comment up there, please?
God, I thought we could get that through one episode without talking about the goddamn Tokyo Dome.
Majin's the man.
God, Majin, damn it. Oh, look at all these Tokyo Dome comments.
Yes.
God, that's why I hadn't even brought up the triple threat yet. Didn't even want to bring it up because I knew.
Well, that bothers me a little bit when we get to that triple threat, by the way. Anyways.
Okay.
I thought these two boys left it all out there. Hangman really, really did a hell of a performance. Kyle Fletcher is a very, very talented professional wrestler. Mm-hmm. But and I don't want to sound negative here, but I thought Hangman really showed why he is the world champion.
Okay.
I'm not saying he carried Fletcher, because Fletcher's a hell of an athlete, right? We can all agree on that.
Oh yeah.
But I thought Hangman, the way he worked the match, I guess would be what I want to say. And he proved why he is the guy in AEW.
Yeah, no, it delivered for, like, going into it, I'm like, man, should this really be the main event? You know, type thing. But even though I'm old school and, like, I like to see the title, world title, close out every show. Although I did give a praise Friday night, I said with the little build for this, I thought they did a really good job with the build for this match. And yeah. I came away, yep, they made the right call putting that in the main event.
Yep.
100%.
Great way to end the show.
Yep.
So go ahead and talk about this fucking stupid three-way.
Yeah, so we saw, well,
Lazy fucking booking.
I don't know why you thought Takeshita was going to win over Okada in a triple threat.
Okay.
When he's obviously going to take it off of him in a one-on-one match down the line.
You want to hear you? Are you ready?
So, yeah, I want to hear it. Yeah.
Are you ready? So, the guy wins the G1, right?
Yes.
Okay. He should main event Tokyo Dome, but New Japan says, no, you're going to get your title shot sometime in October at some fucking bingo hall in Japan.
Wait. He's not main eventing Rusko?
No.
I did not see that.
No, he's getting his title shot in October sometime.
Really? I didn't see that. Okay. Fire away, King.
It might not be in Japan. It might be in California, but either way, it's not.
But for New Japan, he's getting a shot in October, you're saying. It's not
correct. Correct.
I didn't see that.
They're saying you're using your shot. Yeah, next
there
month.
There we go. Steven's got it right here.
Yeah. Yeah, so first of all, he could take it off of him
and then defend it at Wrestle Kingdom.
We all thought, hey, my prediction was great. He's gonna main event. But yeah, which was good. So I feel like all of a sudden now you're not going to give this guy the match in January. So you're going to throw him in this international title match. I'm like, you can't bury him, right? He eventually is going to be the IWGP heavyweight champion. He's going to be one of the top four wrestlers in the world. Okay? When it comes to heavyweight titles, there's four of them. He's going to be one of them. So that's why I thought, why not give it to him now? Don't bury him on American soil, right?
I wouldn't say they buried him by any means.
He didn't win.
He didn't win, but he's gonna. He's gonna.
Okay.
Leading up to him and Okada.
You're trying to be. Okay, Tony Khan. You got a little on your nose. Jesus. Don't try to long story telling me all of a sudden, because we haven't done it for years, but all of a sudden you want to do some long time storytelling? Come on. The guy took the L.
Thank you, Majin. Thank you. He didn't win, but he wasn't buried by any means.
He didn't win.
You're just buried. Pissed because you missed the pick. You missed the pick. That's what it comes down to.
I think that's bullshit.
That's what it comes down to. Just like bullshit. You missed with the Bucks and the tag team titles, which I really enjoyed that match. I love multi-team tag matches when it involves ladders. It's my kind of thing. I had a lot of fun with that match. There's a lot of crazy spots.
You don't think that's lazy booking?
No, Brodito's over, and they've barely had a ring with the titles. No. And how's the lazy booking when after the match we have Jack Perry return, team up with Luchasaurus, Jurassic Express is back as babyfaces. They're obviously going to go against the Bucks next month at WrestleDream. How's that lazy booking? That's what I liked about this pay-per-view. I thought it set up a lot of feuds going into next month because WrestleDream's less than a month away, October 18th in St. Louis. So we got to get going.
But don't you got to get the belts off of Brodito?
Why?
I'm getting there. First of all, they're a makeshift tag team.
So they're over.
They're a makeshift tag team.
Okay.
And going down the road, whether you put the belts on Cope and Christian or even FTR, you have to have some storyline to get to those two teams. Brodito has no connection with those other two teams. It makes no sense. Get the fucking belts off of them and get you an FTR versus Bucks. Give you a Cope and Christian versus Bucks. Or somehow where it makes sense and it's a big time match.
We've seen FTR versus the Bucks. Cope and Christian versus the Bucks don't need titles. This is elevating Brody King and Bandito to another level. Each guy. Fans like them. They're over.
No.
How's it not?
No.
How's it not? What? It's not elevating more than what they were doing with them? Brody King was on the sidelines?
As soon as you take these belts off of there, they're fucking gone.
No, they're not.
They're back to ROH.
Bandito's holding those. Brody King is not an ROH. Bullshit. No. No. Nope.
They're lost in the weeds.
Especially with Buddy on the sidelines healing. Nope. I couldn't disagree more. Nope.
Yeah, Bandito is the ROH champ.
Yes, he is.
Back to ROH the yo.
So you're telling me you would have rather seen any of those three teams take the titles off?
I would rather have the Bucks take the titles off. With what the Bucks have gone through, hold on. With what the Bucks storyline has been, with them getting no respect, no pyro, no video package, which I think is hilarious. I think they've planned it up to the max. It's a great, great line. All of a sudden now you put the belt on them and they walk in and they demand this respect. They demand the pyro. They demand the entrance. But you have Cope and Christian in the wings now. Want to give those guys one last run. Let's be honest.
I agree with Majin here, though. The Bucks winning undoes any goodwill they've built up. And they got that cockiness back by winning all that money 2 weeks ago.
But they lost it on the slot machines. They talked about it.
That's Nick's fault.
Yeah. I mean, them slot machines. I love them slot machines.
I'm glad we're getting some storyline. And yes, I saw the IWC bitching about that was on BTE, which people should start watching BTE again. It's not what it once was, but it is. We're getting some storyline involvement.
It's like a 3 or 4 minute video a week now. Yeah.
But if you've been watching that, you knew Jack Perry was going to return eventually. And I'm glad we're getting a reason for his return. We're not just throwing him in there. And we're going a whole different direction with him and his character. And something the crowd loves. I mean, bringing back Tarzan Boy, that theme song, that was the best moment of the night with the crowd. It was great.
No, they sung the shit out of it.
I hope he goes by Jungle Boy Jack Perry and not just Jungle Boy. But we'll see.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We'll see. And they do still have some money left. You're right, as far as the Bucks. Nick lost half of it in slots. They still have some of it. They gave Justin Roberts some of it last night, Steffi, because Butthead Jackson wanted to go play the High Limits.
High Limits, where it's at. I love the High Limit room. One of my favorite rooms in the casino.
I agree with Maja here. The crowd popped more for Tarzan Boy than they popped for CNC Wrestling Factory. Cope and Cage. Yeah, that was the biggest pop of the night. It was. I mean, yeah,
It's close.
I think it's because they're hitting on, you know, that was an AEW original team. We haven't seen it for a long time, and it just brings a little nostalgia back. Like, and another thing I got a nitpick from the show last night, and I know I'm jumping around, going back to the Eddie Kingston thing, I get why they're going to team him and Hook together. You know, they're kind of rigid and rugged and both New York guys. I get that. But I'm got to be honest. When the lights went out, can't believe I'm going to say this, I was hoping it was going to be Chris Jericho coming back to help Eddie against Big Bill and Brian Keith. But I really do think Jericho is WWE bound at the end of the year. And I don't think we're going to get a payoff with the Big Bill, Brian Keith, Jericho stuff, unfortunately.
Well, I'm pretty sure during Saturday night, didn't Jericho post a bunch of pictures of him at a concert, like him performing?
Yeah, he was playing at Fozzy, yeah.
Yeah. So I felt like, I don't know, like we just had a really good pay-per-view or PLE or whatever the hell you want to call it, and then all of a sudden he's posting pictures of, this sounds really bad, a 1,500 person attendance concert.
I get it.
You know, it's like there's freaking 17,000 people.
Yeah.
It all out. Then, hey, Jericho's playing for 1,500 people.
But I guess what I'm saying is if he's not coming back and returning in that spot, I don't see him coming back in AEW as an in-ring talent. I don't see what other story he'd fit in right now. I honestly think, and I don't think AEW needs him right now like they did in 2019 when he was the inaugural champion. But I think the writing's on the wall. I think he's going to be WWE bound, where he can do stuff with WWE, TNA, AAA, NXT, even. Like, he can do stuff all over the place.
He goes back home. He goes back home, and that way he gets in the Hall of Fame. That's a big deal. Look, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, sure. I'm not disputing that. Absolutely. I mean, he's a top 20 all-timer, in my opinion. So
yeah. And he did what he could for AEW, and I think he did it on the positive end, right? I mean, at the start, he was the name of AEW. You know, those press conferences and all that stuff, and all of a sudden here comes Jericho, and like, holy shit, this is Jericho. We know who Hangman is, we know who the Bucks are, but holy shit, they got
Jericho. That was a huge moment.
Yeah. So I mean, he's ran his course.
Yep.
He did what he did for the business. Now let's go home, get him in the Hall of Fame, and move on.
Yep. And you're right. You're right here on YouTube. The angle's probably over the point of reason to doing it with. When Jericho went off TV, it was like March, April, and yeah, they Big Bill and Brian Keith have gone along just fine without him. So it's probably not even revisiting, I guess. So yes, I did see Stephanie McMahon already announced as part of the Hall of Fame class for 2026. She was legit surprised by Taker making the announcement. They had a cool video of Trips getting emotional backstage, a little bit teary-eyed with that. So, well-deserving. I mean, I know her last name's McMahon, but she left her mark on the business as well. She's a big part of the Attitude Era. So, yeah, deserving.
Yep. Deserving. I don't disagree with that at all.
Yep. One match we haven't touched on at all, but two matches, because I don't have a lot of thoughts on them. Mercedes beating Riho. Thought it was fine. Thought it was fine. I like that it was a different opponent for Mercedes. She's not going to drop that title until she surpasses Jade as the all-time or the longest reigning TBS champion. And then the Ricochet and the Gates of Agony, which their new names slip in my mind. Somebody can help me out in the comments. Beating Hurt Syndicate. I don't think it hurts the Hurt Syndicate. No pun intended there. They're still over with the crowd. And this can keep that feud going a little bit. And it gives Ricochet and his boys something to keep going. Because I felt if they lost this, it was just going to bury Ricochet a little bit. The Demand. Thank you, guys, in the comments. Thank you. The Demand. I'm glad they gave him a name. Because I even wanted to mention that on Friday and forgot. I'm like, they need to give these guys a name if they're going to be a long-term team. So, yeah. And maybe they should go for the trios. That's one thing that frustrates me. What do we do with the trios? The Ops haven't defended the trios, I feel like, in a while. You had the members of the Ops on this pay-per-view during Tailgate or Zero Hour or whatever. We had Daniel Garcia against Shibata, and then you had Joe and Hobbs in tag action. But, like, I like, and I know you know this about me, Shep, I like for my pay-per-views to have every title defended. And so with all the fire title, well, and I know Kyle Fletcher wasn't going to defend the TNT title. I get that because he was going for the world title. But the trios should have been, they should have had a feud for the trio somewhere on this card. So that was a frustrating of mine.
I feel like the trios have just been like strictly Dynamite or Collision.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't really push those for a big match on a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if we wake up tomorrow or Tuesday and all of a sudden the Trios champion is going to be defended on Dynamite.
Yeah.
You know? I think they just kind of use that crutch to use that Trios championship for the cable television. And it's hard because it's hard to have a storyline with the trios when you don't have a bunch of trios. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So it's hard to have a weekly storyline with those guys when you don't have it. So.
And he said, to be fair, the Ops did defend the Trios titles at Forbidden Door against the Bullet Club War Dogs. And see, you're right. I already forgot about that match because I knew going into it, there's no way the Bullet Club War Dogs are taking it off of them, I guess. So, and I know there's been a lot of injuries. We've had injuries to Bullet Club Gold. We've had injuries to other factions that could have Trios gunning for those titles. But it's just a nitpick of mine, I guess. Also, good comment here. Mercedes will surpass Jade's record 508 days in 4 weeks on October 17th, which would be day 509. That's interesting because that's a day before WrestleDream on October 18th. Something to keep in mind there, Shep.
Yeah. I think she does it. I'm okay with it, too.
And Majin Saint War Dogs should have won those titles. Even if it was a short reign, they should have won those titles.
Okay. Not going to disagree with you, but I'm not going to agree with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, Dynamite this week, we know we are getting a trios match. Okada, Takeshita, and another member of the Callis family that's escaping me. I don't remember who the third one is in this match.
It's got to be Alexander, isn't it?
Is it Alexander? I remember seeing the graphic, but I don't remember. Against Hologram, Mark Briscoe, and a mystery guest that I'm doing this to.
You think it's him, huh?
You saw everybody give the thumbs up once KOR got off the phone. Oh, yeah. He's been cleared. Orange Cassidy's coming back. Hey, it's Hechicero. Thank you. Hechicero is the third member of the Callis family, not Alexander. So, yeah. It'll be good getting Orange back.
I'm ready for Orange back. Not going to lie. I'm ready for Orange back.
I mean, let's be honest. Ospreay got neck surgery this past week, so he's out at least a year. Swerve's in rehab for his knee, so he's out for a little while. So it's good to get guys back, even though they're not in the same league as Swerve and Ospreay, but it's good to get, like, OC back, even Jack Perry back. You know, it's good to get some of those guys who have been in the mix back.
Yeah, no, I'm ready for Orange back. It's been long enough.
Go ahead, Chip. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I've been one of those guys that have been very, very hard on Orange. But at times I'm very high on his praise. But I'm ready for him to come back. I think there's a spot for him for sure.
Speaking of the Hetchicero, can Don Callis never do introductions again? Another comment here from Steffi. Where did Callis learn the Spanish? Majin, his introduction for Hetchicero was just ... bad. As it was intended to be.
It was awful.
What do you think about the
He's not Paul Heyman.
Oh, he's not Paul Heyman. Not too many are.
He's not Paul Heyman.
What do you think about the day one AEW folks trickling back in the wake of Ospreay and Swerve's injuries? Riho, Pac, Orange Cassidy, reforming of Jurassic Express, The Acclaimed, etc. I'm all for it. I think it's good for AEW. So, yeah. I mean, restore the feeling, like they say. Chip, I got two questions for you. One, we got it. This is the first time we've got one of these teasers in a long time. We're getting an important announcement from Tony Khan this Wednesday night on Dynamite. Any predictions? I want that announcement. It's going to be, I have a prediction, but I want to know yours.
Prediction from Tony Khan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm completely so far off on this. But I feel like it'll be Hangman versus CMLL champion at the next pay-per-view. Kind of like a Forbidden Door type deal. But I think that's I think it's a far-fetched.
So you think it'd be Mystico, who just beat MJF Friday night to get the title off of him?
Yep, there you go.
I think it's an announcement of women's tag team titles.
Do we need another fucking title, though?
That's been rumored for a while. You know how they've put emphasis on the women's tag division in the last 4 or 5 months. The titles have been made. That's been reported by Fightful. The titles have been made. It's just a matter of introducing them. And when he's been asked about in the past, he just said the women's division's too banged up from an injury standpoint to introduce them at this point. Now I think they're getting healthier. So,
okay. So if that's the case. What? I love that now. That's a great sound. That's a great sound. Who's your first team?
Oh, got to put me on the spot like that, huh?
I mean, you throw that out there. Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right. I'll just throw, because this is the first team that came to my mind. There's a lot of teams you could put it on, but I think Megan Bain and Penelope Ford.
What about
Megan Bain a taste of gold? Harley Cameron and Statlander, but I don't think Statlander gets tag gold while holding the women's world title. Right.
I don't think Megan Bain gets it because she can't have a taste of a tooth, let alone a taste of a gold. I think it's Willow Nightingale and shit.
Harley Cameron?
Her or
I can't help you. I don't know what you're thinking.
No, shit. I'm blanking. Her husband's gotten a bunch of deep shit. Come on. Help me out.
Shafir?
Mello.
Oh, not Shafir. I wouldn't even... Oh, well, if she wins, it's going to be with Anna Jay. I didn't mean Shafir either. When you said that, I thought you meant Deeb. And she's not married anyways, I don't think. So that was a really bad guess by my part.
No. Mello.
It could be a combination of Tekla, Julia Hart, and Sky Blue. Especially Sky Blue and Julia Hart. And if Tekla's going to be in a thing with Jamie Hayter going forward.
Sky Blue could use some gold.
Yeah.
She could use some hardware.
Okay, Julia Hart. You remember how on fire Julia Hart was before her injury? Man. She had some momentum behind her.
Yeah, that's what you call it.
Yeah, that's what I will call it. Yeah.
Yeah. Queen Aminata. That's another one. That girl works her ass off.
Yeah, her and Tekla had a fun match Wednesday night. That was fun.
Yes. That was fun. She works her ass off. She deserves something. to throw her a bone. I don't know who you would pair with. Yeah, Willow and Queen Amidala, that'd be a good one.
That'd work. That'd work.
I could definitely get behind that as a tag team champion.
I guess you could throw Alex Windsor in the mix with somebody, even though I still think she could be a candidate to take the TBS title off Mercedes. I know we've seen her challenge already, but I think, I mean, look who her fiance is. She's got to have a little stroke in the company. So, just saying.
I mean,
Alex Windsor. There you go. That's my best attempt at it.
That's so right. we covered All Out pretty good. Real quick before we go down a rabbit hole and talk a couple matches in Indianapolis.
I got nothing on because I didn't watch it. I honestly don't.
You've seen some shit online though, right?
I saw the results and like the only highlights I saw was from the Brock Cena match. I got to be honest, Shep, right now the WWE product's just not intriguing me to where I can't tell you the last time I've watched Raw. Like, I've been following online what's going on, but I've just kind of been out on it.
Okay. 1 out of 10, what'd you give All Out? Give it a rating.
I give it a 7.
That's a rookie score.
Okay. We're not going around numbers. Okay, 7.7 out of 10.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. You rounded up.
Yeah.
Holy shit, you went good.
Yeah, I almost went in the eights. I enjoyed it. I mean, I've nitpicked apart some things tonight, but I mean, for a weird build, because I kind of thought the show had a weird build, I thought the show delivered. I think All Out's always a show that delivers, though.
I thought it was one of the more entertaining pay-per-views we've seen all year. I'm going to give this son of a bitch an 8.3.
Oh, Majin's going 8.5. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I thought this was one of the better shows we've seen all year. It was good.
I mean,
there was high spots, there was crazy spots, there was good professional wrestling. When I say that, I talk about the Hangman and Fletcher match. There was good storytelling that goes back to the FTR and Cope and Christian match. There was all around a good show, so that's why I feel like this thing was definitely in the eights.
Yeah. Shep being the high guy, Alien. Shep was high on, he was high on something else not too long ago.
I live close to Michigan, guys.
Steffi, what, if you don't mind me asking, what platform did you watch it on? You said you had tech issues. Did you go HBO Max for cheaper? I gotta be honest, I didn't, because right now we don't have Max. We'll pick it up again with once of our shows start, but that was one I kind of canceled for now, so I just did it on YouTube.
I didn't have any streaming issues at all.
It was good. Jack Perry returning. I wouldn't forget about that. That was big time. Or Steffi, did you and nothing wrong with this, did you go with one of those sites you didn't have to pay for it, if you know what I mean? Nothing wrong with that. Been there, done that.
Blacklabel.com.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, we've been there. We've all streamed some sporting events from those.
That's what you did. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. I remember before.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That was Majin saying that, not Steph.
No, she agreed up here.
Community. Okay. There you go. Okay.
But I mean, I remember in college before the WWE Network was a thing. That's how I watched WWE pay per views, like especially Mania, on my old MacBook. It wasn't the clearest feeds by any means, and got interrupted multiple times, but did what I had to do.
There you go.
No. Watch Wrestling's the one she used. Okay. There you go. So, yeah, sorry, Shep. I don't have a lot of thoughts on the Indianapolis show, Wrestlepalooza. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure once YouTube TV strikes a deal with them and I'll start watching their PLEs again, but until then, I'm not going to, and they just haven't wrapped me up lately in any storylines that makes me want to watch a full episode, at least, of Raw and SmackDown. Like they had earlier this year.
Were you shocked that Lesnar went over Cena?
I was, especially in the way he did it, but it tells me that they're not done. They're going to run it back one more time, which I don't know how I feel about that. Cena's only got a handful of dates left. Like you're going to burn another one against Lesnar?
He's got like
I don't
six
know.
Dates left.
Yeah, I don't know. And like Cody, and I'm a big Cody guy, as you know. Cody against Rollins, the next PLE, that does nothing for me. Don't care.
What if you make it for a
They're making for that stupid ass crown jewel title though.
What if you make it for a unified title?
Okay.
And you don't have two titles and you make Cody show up on Raw and SmackDown weekly.
No, I'd be on board for that. They won't do it, but I'd be on board for that. They won't do it though. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like these products are in such two different spots right now, which it's fine. AEW's the alternative, you know, they just shouldn't be like WWE and they're just going in different directions, like from business standpoint and a lot of things.
Do you see Jay Uso's in the concussion protocol?
I did. Yeah. He was not supposed to get busted open and he did. So
did you see how he got busted open?
No, I didn't. Honestly.
So he hit Bronson or he hit not Bronson Reed.
Breaker.
He hit Bron Breakker so hard in the back across the shoulder blades. Like he was supposed to, right? He hit it so hard it ricocheted back and hit his forehead and busted in six ways to Sunday.
Oh, but
like, yeah, yeah.
As long as we're talking WrestlePalooza, I do want to give a shout out to our buddy Pluggo of Love Wrestling. He was down there doing media coverage for Love Wrestling, and he got to do some interviews and the media junkets on Friday with Io Sky, Stephanie Vaquer, and the Uso brothers. So pretty cool. Go check it out on Love Wrestling's YouTube channel if you haven't. Pluggo's doing some big things over there. So happy for him.
Good old Pluggo. I mean, he was all clean shaven and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he had a good cut look going on.
Yeah, good for him. I like
Jey Uso. Send a message to one of Pluggo's kids about helping around the house and doing chores. I like that.
Get off your ass, basically, he said. Get off your ass.
Good way to get your kid to help. Smart. Smart parenting there.
Good job, Pluggo.
I don't know how I feel about Stephanie Vaquer being champion so soon. They've strapped the rocket to her this year. I mean, good for her.
No, I don't think it's too soon. And the person she took the belt off was perfect. So
yeah, the Io Sky is phenomenal.
Yeah, so I love Io Sky, but your main women right now is not Io Sky. So go ahead, take the belt off of her. It doesn't really hurt her. So
yeah. So any other thoughts, Shep?
Hey man,
to wrap on this thing.
I mean, what a great weekend of we're lucky as fans to have this discussion. We're lucky to have this debate.
Yeah.
What a great weekend. One thing I did watch, I watched it this morning. I haven't watched the full show, but what a great match. And this is you're going to be like, I didn't even know this happened. Jordan Oliver, Frankie Kazarian, and GCW. Amazing match in LA. On Saturday, I believe it was. Yeah. Unbelievable match. Like, Jordan Oliver's, he's an up-and-comer. I really hope he does something. And then Frankie, the fucking guy, still got it, man.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's good. Frankie's good. So, no, and you know, Tony Khan even commented, there's a good possibility we see more afternoon AEW pay-per-views going forward. They've had pretty good luck with it, so.
Yeah. I mean, actually, if you think about it, you have an afternoon pay-per-view on a Saturday. You don't compete against your main your primetime college football. Mm-hmm. Right? You had a lot of primetime college football this week.
Well, he did. He went against a few games at 3:30. So, but that's all right.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of people out in this world that are still working at 3:30 on a Saturday. So
yeah, no, I get it. You're not going against the night games.
Yeah, so. the night games, which the primetime games, which people think are the shit. So
yeah, no. Yep. So yep, we're lucky to be fans. We're lucky to be wrestling fans in 2025. That's for sure. And
we're not lucky to have Paul with us. So that's the only problem.
All right, he's our new. Even though the belt's right here, at my feet. He's the new KOP Predictions champion. So until fucking next month when either Shep or I got to bear down and take the title off of him at Wrestle Dream. We can't let him have too long of a reign.
I don't know if I could do a whole podcast with fucking Paul.
I want to thank you and thank Paul for filling in for me when I missed the last 3 weeks. But I laugh when the first week I come back and he wins the title and he was calling me a paper champion and he misses the first show. He didn't quote unquote know we were doing a podcast tonight.
No, he did. I think I sent a text out Friday when I couldn't.
You only text me. On that
oh,
one.
I did.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. I was like, I thought I'd send a text out like, hey, look, I can't do Friday, but I mean, I'm good for a good little recap show on Sunday. I thought I'd text the group. My bad. That's on me. I'll take that. I got broad shoulders.
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck Paul.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good note to end the pod on. That's a good all note. Right. So you can follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media platforms at Kicking Out Pod. Make sure you're following us, liking us, and subscribe to us on your favorite audio podcast platform. If that's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please give us that 5-star rating and a review. We really appreciate it. That would help us out with all the other wrestling podcasts and AEW podcasts out there. And make sure, especially on social media, you are subscribed to our YouTube channel and you hit that notification bell so you know when our content is being released. I get what you're doing here, Majin. You're playing off Paul from a few weeks ago. You didn't think I'd hear it, and I heard it. So trust me, I was wishing Paul was here. And like Majin said, go buy some merch. You can do that on the kickingoutshop.com and on Pro Wrestling Tees. Both places you can buy.
Bob Sylvan. Bob Sylvan, Johnny Sylvan, whatever his fucking name is in Canada. Your shirt was mailed like a week ago. Just let you know.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I got
flies in here. Jesus. Bob Sylvan.
You're not even close. This is
Jason Martin.
Stop it. You're not even. God, I hope you didn't mail it to Jason Martin, because if you did, you mailed it to the wrong person. Scott Webb.
Him too.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
No,
Scott Webb. Scott Webb.
I was talking with Scott. I was emailing with him the other day and just to see if he had received a shirt. He said he had not yet, but I know it's on the way. And he said with the way things are shipped up there in Canada, it's probably sitting somewhere and he'll get it soon.
It's probably stuck in a spider web.
Scott's been a good listener of ours and viewer of ours for the past few years. So Scott, I apologize for my co-host here who sent you the shirt for being a complete ass. So
I thought it was funny.
I mean, everybody probably would except Scott. He's probably taking offense to it, but you know,
I do appreciate Scott for listening.
Yes,
if you put up with us three jackalopes, man,
that's saying something.
I will buy, if I ever meet you in person, I'll buy you a Labatt Blue.
There you go. Yeah, like
one of my favorite beers.
Yeah,
one of my favorite beers.
Yeah,
or a Molson Extra Dry. Oh man, we can get rowdy on them sons of bitches.
We're going down a rabbit hole late here, fellas. You can follow me on social media if you want at TannerLee92. Shep is at TheShep27, and that loser KLB champion who can't show up to work is at PaulZartman87. And for Austin Shepherd, I'm Tanner Lee. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast. Have a great week, everybody.
This is where I say goodbye and good night. Bam!